We got Darren Collins. What is up?
I'm taking over the station.
All right, yeah.
As first Prater, now it's Bob. I'm going to work my way through the whole lineup.
Trust me, with all the off days people take around here, you're going to get plenty of time where you're in all these different chairs. Now, my thing is, when you do the 3-6 fill-in, you're working with a guy who's, you know, Jeff Caves. Not to say he's old, but he's older than me. Or you're working with Prater, who's not to say old, but he's older than me. The ages of me and Michael Fisher are probably younger than the age of just one of those guys.
Yeah, it'll be a whole different show, that's for sure. It'll be a more spirited show. How about that?
No doubt. So perfect. You're the perfect guy for today's show because I can't make some sense of something that I'm watching on a night-in, night-out basis. And maybe you are the perfect guy to help fill in the gaps for me because I need somebody who played a sport at a very high level.
Check.
That is not Bob.
Check.
That is you.
Check.
Somebody who's won a championship.
Check.
You got that. You don't have no ring on today, though.
I got to bring it in one day, but it doesn't, you know, the radio listeners wouldn't understand, so it would only make sense to you and Fish.
There's Instagram. There's Facebook Live. We can get that out there.
That's true. All right, maybe we'll plan on that. I think I'm on with you guys next week, so maybe, that'll be Bob. Might not be you. I think somebody else is taking a vacation.
All right, all these vacays. Someone who has insight on other professional athletes.
No, definite check.
All right, because professional athletes should be completely ashamed of themselves, mainly in the NBA, at this LeBron James run that we're seeing on a night-in, night-out basis. Last night, another game, another blowout with LeBron James's team on the winning end. 117-104 final. Cavs led by 26 points in this game in the first half. On the road, mind you, in Boston. LeBron's final line in this game, 38 points. 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 14 of 24 shooting, 9 of 11 from the free throw line. So, in a way, a spectacular game. In another way, it's just another day in the office. Because LeBron's playoff numbers, 5 straight games of 35 or more points. He's averaging in the 9 games in this postseason, 35 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, on 56% shooting, which is ridiculous, 43% from behind the arc, insane for a dude who's 6'8" and 250 pounds. By the way, LeBron James after, I mentioned it's another day at the office, he didn't even think it was a good day at the office.
I don't even think we played, that great tonight. I mean, we definitely didn't shoot the ball, as well as we capable of shooting. I know Kyle had a 3 or 4 very, very good looks that he missed.
So we didn't even play that well. I didn't even play that well. It's kind of what he said after the game. Again, 38-9-7 for a dude who's 32 years old in his 14th year in the NBA. So, Darren, a question here. In an environment of the most talented people, combined with the work ethic that you need to reach the level of professional athlete in the National Basketball Association, and it could really be any sport, the work ethic that you need to have, how can LeBron James be this much better than everybody else for so long? This is nuts.
Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, I think it's a combination of one, it's a rare size and physical ability that you just don't see. You don't see guys necessarily with that kind of build, that kind of size, that kind of movement continue to just pop out. Those guys aren't, they're more of a one in a million situation, obviously.
And but Rudy Gay, for example, is like 6'8", 240. He's almost the same size as LeBron and half the player.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have to start looking at guys' real work ethic. Like, it takes a certain amount to get in the NFL or in the NBA or in the MLB, but the more you'll realize when you get to those levels is once guys get there, a lot of guys get comfortable, and a lot of guys will put in enough effort to be good but not great, and a lot of guys don't want to challenge. A lot of guys don't want to put themselves out there in that situation where they can face a guy like LeBron or have to challenge themselves to a guy like LeBron. They're fine with putting a guy like that on a pedestal and saying he's different than all the rest of us, and the rest of us, we can just work in this little group together. Because if you look at these stats and you look the way he plays – this isn't even a guy who's got to play the whole game anyways. I mean, he could be doing even more. It's a different level of competition when he's out on the court.
Professional athletes at this point, they have the same training across the board. They know the same people. They have the same diet information to know what kind of foods you need to eat and don't eat to be at peak physical condition. And they all have similar physical gifts. They might not all reflect themselves in the exact same package, but they all have the same kind of physical gifts. So for everybody to have the same kind of information, and again, this can go to football too, but have such a wide disparity of effectiveness between players, I still find that kind of fascinating because I assume that everybody still works hard, but you're saying there's some people who still work harder than others when you get to a certain level, but these are all hardworking people who had to sacrifice a lot to get here. So to have a LeBron James or a Tom Brady, for example, same argument, that he is significantly better than everybody else at the quarterback spot, and even physically, he is not physically better than all these other quarterbacks.
No.
You know, 6'4", 6'5", there's other guys who are bigger, other guys who have stronger arms. So why is it that these guys could be able to do this? I think this is more of a reflection on other athletes to be ashamed of themselves. You let one dude be that much better than you for such a long period of time. That's a reflection on you.
Yeah, that's a reflection on you saying, I'm not going to chase that person down. I'm not going to put in the extra work. The difference that separates the amazing and the great professional athletes over the average professional athlete that goes in there is, I mean, you're talking about 1%. You're talking about the guy who's willing to watch a little more film. He has the physical ability. I was one of those guys that there was plenty of guys I played that were bigger, stronger, faster than I was. I had to make up my 1% in work ethic, in effort, and in film. I had to try to be smarter than the guys across from me. Now, if I could have done that and also had the physical talent of somebody like LeBron, if I could have combined those two, then I would have luckily probably had the opportunity of being one of those elite players, but I wasn't. So I lived in that middle area where I had to try to chase the best of the best down. But there's some guys out there that they don't care. They're not going to chase the best of the best down. They're fine working out with their strength coach, getting their physical therapy in, and then crushing McDonald's all week, or making sure that, you know, making sure they've got the candy, or making sure that they're out in the club and being seen. You know, different guys live different lives. You know, you don't see pictures of LeBron at the club that much. You don't see pictures of Tom Brady out at the club on the weekends. You know, he goes home and lives a certain life, and when it's during the season, it's during the season. And not everybody takes the game as serious. They may have the physical ability, but they may not be willing to work on the mental side, or they may have the mental not be able to work on the physical. They're not willing to put in that extra effort to be the greatest because the greatest is already right in front of them. Yeah. You've got a prototype. You've got you know what it looks like. Go chase it down.
But all that being said, but just one? Like, there's only one athlete that can meet physical, that can match the physical talent that it takes to be a great with the mental discipline to be a great, that there's only one athlete in the entire sport of basketball, only one quarterback in the entire NFL that can, maybe two. I'll put Peyton Manning in the same kind of vicinity as Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But only two in the entire universe of guys who can be professional NFL quarterbacks. And there's only two of them that could match the physical tools with the mental discipline. I just find that crazy to me.
Well, I think you get these generational guys that come around and they play the game in a different way. Like you look at Tiger Woods when he was playing in his prime. It was a different game when he was playing it. And you find more and more that people are willing to just let that happen and be like, all right, I was there when that happened. I'm gonna let it pass, and hopefully my moments can come underneath it. I don't need $32 million. I'll be happy making 20 and just being a guy on the team or something like that. So it's kind of like generationally it goes along. I think Tom's is a little different situation, and he needs more people around him. Unlike a LeBron who can take over a game and make everybody around him a little better, but if they're not doing great, he can kind of carry him. Mm-hmm. Tom can't do it by himself. He's had great coaching staffs, great guys around him, but he's another dude, though, that also, to reverse that argument, brings the people up around him. He makes them better. Mm-hmm. But without Tom, you know, what do the Patriots really look like? I don't know. That's a question. He's been playing too long to not know, but LeBron has found a way everywhere he goes to bring success, championships, and not drop off as a player. It's an amazing thing to me.
No matter the era, we'll always see great athletes who are above their peers. It's always, though, fascinating for me to see what about them has allowed them to rise above all these other people who claim to be hardworking, claim to be physically gifted, yet they can't even reach the same stratosphere as a guy like LeBron for 14 years.